My name is Lindy Lewis, and you are listening to Let Your Color Out, life, living, and just a lifestyle. And it's an interview of, I'm always finding people pursuing their passion and, you know, a phoenix rising, also people who have gone through all kinds of hardships and then rising from sort of the process and the learning that takes place. So given that, I'm very excited too. I've just been having a great time. I have this wonderful soul in the studio today with me. Her name is Rachel Siegel, and I will let her tell you a little bit about her. But before we turn it over to her to introduce herself, I've had a great opportunity just learning that it doesn't have to be, you know, she's a fitness coach, trainer, and she's just got amazing wisdom to share today about food and diet. And one of the things, you know, that I have really learned, and it's a lot of my process with my thinking and slowing down, but the working out that we have been doing, it oftentimes can be just some stuff we are doing at our chair, in our desk. It doesn't have to be super high intensity, and there is, of course, that, but Rachel has a wonderful gift at bringing this to so many people. So thank you and welcome, Rachel.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So and on Friday, of course.
On Fridays.
It's a TGIF. Happy, beautiful. Yes, TGIF. See, I'm glad they moved me to Fridays. I said, okay, I'm good. Whatever works. Agreed. Well, Rachel, tell us a little bit about your background in this first little bit.
Oh, yeah. So it's been, I think we're like year 15 now, but 15 years in the fitness industry, just starting at the beginning from just getting your basics, dabbling in the weightlifting, then moved towards the industry, Pilates, Legree method, and took up majority of the last few years, and then entered the world of yoga, which is active recovery for the professional athletes.
Right. That's one of the fun things that you do. You've worked with athletes over in Seattle.
Progress. Yes, totally. So throughout the career, you dabble in lots of things and just kind of moving with the industry. And I'm very much, it's extremely more safety conscious, especially as we get older, to really, you know, preserve the body, making sure you can get strong in the right ways, keep it moving in the right direction, but also, you know, not hindering, you know, joints and things like that along the way. But
well, keeping and I a think very healthy stance. That's the thing I was mentioning is that, you know, sometimes there's just even the littlest changes, you know, it takes a while to rebuild your system. If you can't, you know, just, it can't just hit it real hard all the time. And
absolutely.
One of the things that was I think you just faced is, you know, she was a full-time trainer over in Seattle, FaceTime, you know, in person all the time, bouncing from teams to people to gyms. And now it is a whole lot different with the transition happening on our planet. So what is that like for you?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's been fun. Well, initially we were, you know, everybody's like, well, we still need to work together. So what's the best way? Let's navigate through this. So just along the way, adapting to our new work-home life balance. But as soon as COVID hit, so obviously all one-on-one training came to a halt. So everybody went online. So it belongs in Zoom or face-to-face or FaceTime sessions. And we're still doing the same work. We basically just kind of revamped their home quarters if they don't have access to the gym or they didn't want to go into a gym. But just getting the basics equipment to just keep them moving and progressing, which is a totally different, you know, vision and everything else you got going on, managing a home school with the children and
all of your clients. Of course, everybody is now confined with their children and to try to find that quiet time for yourself.
Yeah.
In a small space oftentimes, especially in downtown Seattle.
Yes.
It's apartments and not just like out here, we tend to have a lot more space.
Yes. It's been so nice being here.
Oh, yes.
But it's been, so basically when the kids are home, so you just have to find the time. So whether it's like now you got to start before your day, after the day, lunch, and now everybody's also sitting a lot more, right? You're home all day, longer hours. Your body just responds a bit differently, especially, you know, when you're out, you're walking, you don't realize how much you're just not anymore.
Right.
Home. So that create, you know, carpal tunnels, back issues.
Well, the neck. Like I'll call it tech neck. I always talk to students about it, but
Yeah. And you just don't realize how much stress you're carrying because your mindset's completely different. And then it just puts this undue lower level. I've always told everybody, it's just like this low level stress, like this underlying stress level that you're not really tapping into until you kind of are like, maxed out, yeah. but it's there.
It's just this constant niggling.
Yes.
And honestly, mm-hmm. that's the stuff, you know, that is so destructive to your nervous system.
Yeah. Cortisol levels. Mm-hmm,
you're constantly just running on your adrenals mm-hmm. and the cortisol exactly. is just going. And
yes.
that was me as the type A when I was my superstar type A.
Oh, yeah,
A.
You know, yeah.
Oh, gosh, mm-hmm. yeah. This is my journey. That's why I love your workouts so much is because they're very gentle and, but they're very focused and they're intense, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You work on the little guys. It's
absolutely. And because you build it from the inside out, right? So if you start hitting hard out the gate, you're most likely, you know, it's not going to end so well. So, and it's not a fad either. Like you want to build up to have a complete lifestyle. You want to build this for long term and not set yourself up to be like, oh, we're going to hit this hard for 30 days and just kind mm-hmm. of max out. So that's why holistically I like to do workouts along with food and diet, just because that's going to make you the best. It's the best self you can have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Especially at home. When you're home, you're home.
Yep.
You can cook.
Yeah.
You can figure this out now. You can meal prep. You have time, basically.
Right. And then, and then you become the support coach
exactly
in this sort
heavy
of
accountability
mm-hmm. heavy accountability I like that,
and it's really hard too because when you guys are at work all day or you're home all day, it's stressful, right? Everybody's stressed out, and so that piece, the accountability piece, I've found in the last 6 months has been the heaviest. Like everybody's going through just this not so motivated, very low level motivation, you know,
through. Yeah. Yes. You know, I've even wondered, I mean, there are days I can't muster my mojo. I'm just like, wow, you know, and today weirdly was one of them.
Right.
I was laughing with Rachel when we came in and that my lead song, Let Your Color Out, you know, is a little soft. I was like, why don't you throw on a little Ram Jam, Black Betty,
anytime.
And get us pumped up. But I had to do that today to just kind of help me reset and to, you know, and to just, you know, kind of muster the mojo.
Absolutely. Yes,
that's because it's one of my ahas.
Exactly. You got to take care of your mind. Mindset's everything. More now than ever, the
more
mindset.
Now than ever.
And just catering to it, whether it is you do take your affirmations daily or you do take that 10 minutes just to like get some time by yourself, you know, tell everybody to just leave mom or dad alone for a second, go have your lunch. But yeah, just finding that time anywhere you can is just super important.
I think one of the things, you know, because I was thinking, fortunately, I feel so blessed that I have space.
Yeah.
But those that don't,
yes,
you know, I think this is the time that those headphones might be good because they can just tune out.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Someone else and just, you know, all these wonderful apps out there that give you a meditation or a quiet moment. But that'll be a healthy, help set a good state of mind.
Yeah. So. Especially when you kind of don't know exactly like, well, how do I get out of this mind state? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Those apps definitely help guide you for sure. Yes.
Well, this is lovely. So we are going to take a short little break. Mm-hmm. And when I come back, we are going to talk with Rachel a bit just about diet. And if you have no idea where to start, she's got some great ideas for us.
Let's do it.
All right. You're listening to North Idaho Radio.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church, and I would like to ask you this question. Who are you living for today? Who are you living to please? Consider these words in 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15, where the Bible says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, and rose again." In short, what he was saying is to those who have received eternal life from the Lord Jesus Christ, they should not any further live for themselves. They should live for the one who died for them, for the one who rose from the dead and gave them that life. Perhaps today you are a child of God, but you're living for yourself. Can I urge you to start today living for the one who died for you that you might live? If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at 267-3746.
Jordan Sales and Service, home of the I Love My Tractor customer, have you covered this winter with an enclosed cab Coyote tractor? Include your choice of attachments, from snow blowers to snow blades. Jordan Sales has the right Coyote tractor waiting for you. Take a look at their Coyote inventory at jordansales.com. Then stop by and see them for yourself in Post Falls before you're snowed in. At 3200 West Celtis Way, you can always check them out on Facebook too. Jordan Sales and Service, your rural lifestyle dealer.
Idaho will have many decisions facing it next year, decisions that will set the course of our state for years to come, that will affect the lives of our children, how we protect our economic growth, and how we safeguard the freedom of our citizens. Who you choose to represent you in making these decisions is critical to Idaho's future. We need representatives with a clear vision, with solutions, and who will provide effective leadership to move Idaho forward. Choose honest, principled representation. Choose Sage Dixon, Republican.
I'm Representative Sage Dixon, and it has been my honor to serve District 1 for the past 6 years. During that time, Idaho has grown stronger in a number of areas. We have lowered taxes, decreased regulations, improved our roads, and increased educational opportunities. The present crisis has affected us all, and many tough decisions will need to be made on how to help Idaho's citizens and businesses recover. It will take honest, experienced leadership to represent the needs of our district and to help the state return to a strong position. I am once again hoping to earn your trust. As you fill out your ballot, remember to vote Sage Dixon for state representative. For more information, visit sagedixon.com. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sage Dixon.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint wants you to know they're going to great lengths to keep their customers safe. They've installed acrylic shields in the check lanes and the counters are being continually cleaned. For your added convenience, try their shop online service. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time for pickup. When you arrive, your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to one of their parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Okay, and welcome back. I tell you, I love this guy. Thank you. We have a wonderful producer in there that brought back Black Betty in. And sometimes you just need... You need to listen to the whole song. That might be a little intense for those people just coming in going, what? But music is powerful to kind of get you, again, yes, to muster the mojo. And yep, how about working out?
100%.
I mean, how yep powerful is music when yep you work out?
Some people, they're like, I've got my headphones, not doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny. We're going to talk about diet, but I think actually we're going to follow this because this thread. Rachel, we were just talking about... What do you need at home? Because, you know, at home, yeah, you know, so often we're like, we got like all the weights and you go to the gym, yes, and you got the bikes and the oh stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what can we just do at home to start to kind of start the process of stepping into your health and world fitness at home?
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, we had to do this, you know, quite a bit just to get everybody set up to keep moving, right? So I just say, you know, you get a few sets of dumbbells, nothing crazy, you know. 5-10s, 20s, good bench. I love bands for upper body, booty bands, anything for leg work. Because you can also do a lot of joint mobility, stability work, along with strength workouts as well that you can just really mix up to keep total body workouts, right? But you can also do isolation that way. And especially, you know, on the side, any types of cardio, walking, hiking where you can. Bike if you have it.
And get those silly like little that ankle weights. You
oh
know, that
gosh
was one of the
I
things.
I love them. I know you see me every morning in them. Yep. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. Well, they, I mean, it's adding, you know, 2 to 5 pounds
yes
and it
yes
just helps the cardio. How do you
absolutely
not, you know, slam your foot down though? Do you have to worry about your joints?
Yeah,
at
exactly
all?
Well, okay, no, I think it's more about a progression, right? So if you feel like you built it up enough. So I say like, you know, when you're hiking or things like that or walking with them, if you're pulling from, you'll feel if like your core's weak or your legs aren't, you know, built up to enough, like you'll start pulling from your hip flexors, you know? So,
right.
So just doing the work first and then them using them as an add-on for extra resistance and cardio, but they're great leg work, like slap both of them on one leg, good, easy leg lifts, straight leg raises, things like that. Really good for carving up the legs a little bit, inner thigh work, just things are a little bit harder to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Just adds a little bit extra resistance, even if you're in weights.
Even the one of the things you've had me do mm-hmm is just literally holding your leg up and then doing
yes
this like wave with
the
your
rotations
foot.
Yes,
yeah,
totally. Just activating the right muscles really is key, right?
And in that you would be what, getting both sides of the glutes or
esque, right? But then you're just really honing in the knees protected, your back's protected. But when you're isolating those muscles, right, then it keeps them developing without compromising anything else, right? Really easy on the joints. So there's specific ways you can kind of do it to keep all that really strong. Because you need all that, right? You need that for low back health. Your glutes are really strong. Awesome. Hamstrings will kick in. Your back's protected. There's so many benefits to that. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say, so again, we're in North Idaho, beautiful North
yes
Idaho.
Have oh my gosh.
Wonderful. And thank you all for listening.
Obsessed.
And to Let Your Color Out Life.
Yeah.
And Rachel certainly does that alongside of me.
Yes.
But what would people do? if, you know, they sit this in, you know, you're this totally fit person. Like, how do you, you know, but your demographic is actually my sort of me, the, the 50 plus 40 to 50 year old. It's like, but what do you start, or how do you encourage, or how do you muster them? How do you encourage them to start this?
I mean, a lot of times too, is like there's certain points you get to, right? A lot of people that come sign on is like, okay, your mindset's like, they're just ready. They're like, they've had it. Because really, I've always said throughout this whole time of us being inside too, is like, the only things you can control is your fitness and your health, right?
That's true.
Nothing 100%. Else. And besides, like, in your life, family and such. Yeah.
Get certain about this uncertainty we're in. And
yes. But, so the healthier you can become, the more you take self-care along the way, building up your strength, keeping your immunity really high, that really, it's just self-serving, but it all hits. It's all positive reinforcement for your brain, good habits. Getting your sleep at night also promotes weight loss, helps the cortisol levels balance out too, if you're a little wired up, you know. But there'll be triggers that happen, obviously, like when you have a bad day at work and your home and your kids and the homeschool, like so many factors can throw you off, right? So I always just try to say is implement it into your schedule, no matter what, just calendar it, put it in there and just do something. 30 minutes, 20 minutes just breaks up the day for you, but it just gets you out of that headspace. Like the only way you can replace, you know, to kill a bad habit is to replace it with a good one, right? So if you find yourself, you wake up kind of moody, you're kind of like, I would say that's the best time, you know,
I think you need to say that again.
Yes.
That's too important to gloss over.
Yeah.
To kill a bad habit, what?
You have to, essentially, you have to replace it to kill a bad habit. So you replace it with a good one. That's what you want. Because that's where the change comes in, right? So
I like that.
Conscious effort, but it kind of just switches your whole focus over time. Then it builds up where that new habit is finally taking place. Yeah.
So important.
Yeah.
You know, I always kind of joke. I'm like, oh, don't jump on the complaint train.
Yes, it's a negative slope for sure.
It doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, I do it.
I know.
I'm guilty of it, of course.
Oh, I mean, there's so many factors right now.
There's so many things going on right now. And the pinball, you know, we're all just this. I think this is such a real interesting time for so many of us that are just trying to figure out what's next and then taking it online. Like, there's, how does that feel to you? Like, it's like for me teaching the yoga and the classes I've done.
Oh yes. Yeah. You just, know too. Mm-hmm.
But it's just not near as fun. Because I'm connected.
Because you
Yes.
And the FaceTime, like one-on-one is, you know, for connectivity, all of that is just everything, right? You'll never replace that. But yeah, I mean, I've never actually gone online in my whole career. So it's been an interesting situation. The only thing I can say is that the only benefits to it is highly convenient, just in the sense of everybody has these ever-changing schedules. Like meetings change, kids change, your day changes so often that it's very easy to move around it. So we can still make it work and fit it in. Nobody's stressed out like we can't make it work. So that's a really highly convenient factor. The travel for everybody is a convenient factor, because now you're just doing it at home or your workout space that you prefer, right? Mm. That makes it gold, right? But yes, everything else, you miss that connectivity, just person to person, right? Everybody's kind of like itching for it, of course. Now we're month 7 into this lockdown-ish situation, right? I know, especially being in Washington, right? So they've been completely all out of sorts. But so yeah, that was very important. But I think everybody has been really strong in the sense of, we're going to still push forward. We're still going to keep this going because I have to. Now it's more important than ever to keep my health on, because being there for your families, being there for your work, like nothing you can control. So it gives you a space of, okay, this is something I can control. We're going to be good. And keep it moving. And you feel better.
And being the recovering alpha female. So like,
yes,
for me, it's like really easy to just like to go into that space and just amp it up and push through it all.
Yes.
But sometimes I do still feel like it. And that's why I do like your workouts, is it doesn't have to be like some of that grace period, some of the slower, softer, more gentle mindset is also.
Yes.
Because I think we're all like spinning right now, like,
yes,
like kind of almost spinning out and picking at things that are good in our world because.
Yes.
You know, we spin out on the bad stuff, you know,
helps keep you centered for sure.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. But no doubt for sure, the workouts, at any point, they're going to be a great way to, shift a mindset. They do, no matter what, as much as you hate
anything you say about it. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You can't, and you don't want to go, you don't want to do anything, but then you just know that you feel better at the end of it.
100%. Always. Like, you just, nobody says, I feel really bad after a workout. Like, nobody ever says that. Totally
true.
Yeah. Well, and if you can't, if it just starts literally with a couple minutes, like literally.
Build up nice and slow, mm-hmm. especially if you feel like, you know, you have been inactive lately, more sedentary than normal. Yeah, you do small things. Core is always the hardest thing to build, of course, but building it slowly is the real stuff, you know, and making sure you're doing it in a safe way to protect the back. Make sure you're not going to, you know, there's so many weird things, especially if you're having new aches and pains happening with being at home and working from home. You're just way more susceptible to injury as you start the process. So yeah, starting it the right way.
Can just jump right into momentum.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, yes. using the big global muscles uh-huh. rather than the little
guys.
Which
will always pull out because... Mm-hmm. Legs, anything else? Yep, totally. Mm-hmm. So taking care of the small muscles, building those up. I always say building from the inside out, like building your foundations first, and then you can excel and progress. It's like strength workouts as you get older are everything, and that's what will always make the changes in anyone's body.
I think that was an interesting thing you brought up
yeah.
earlier, is that you just need a dumbbell. You don't need to have these big, you don't have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it's not overwhelming. Lifting. Yes, yes. And eventually, like if you feel like you, you know, you want to get to those points, cool. We'll totally set you up for it. You know, if that's like your goals and that's where you want to go. But maintenance mode is very, very doable during the week.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the best things people could do if they're going to just start doing a little bit?
Yeah.
To protect their lower back, because I really worry about lower back.
Yeah, it's a big one too right now. I always say a lot of very easy, not a lot of time. Planks are always great.
Just a plank.
Starting at minimal time, like don't go crazy and like start with a minute, but build up to a minute. So I always say, always start in the knees first, just to kind of build up your strength, especially in your shoulders. You don't want to ever sink into your shoulders, right? Bridges are always great for low back protection. Indirect core building and also glutes activation is also great. The
so a bridge, just so, because again, this is
back,
audio.
Yes.
On your back,
feet press. On the floor. Yes. Air squats are also great. Building up the glutes also helps protect the low back as well, just as much as core and all that. So doing all of that, slow movements. And again, you don't need any weight to do it if you're just starting off, right? It's just basic movements. But just, and then slowly tacking on from there. Like you can tack on a little bit more core, mm-hmm. some scissor kicks, some twisted V-ups, like things like that. But that's a really good starting point, because you always want to build every part of your core. You don't want to just like build just the lower part or just the upper part. You know, you want to have a really balanced, full yeah. complete. Yeah.
One of the mm-hmm. things I always say, we're going to jump to a break here real quick. Yeah. But, you know, it's like if sometimes people, they think their core is on, but like.
Correct.
If you cough.
Yes.
That's when your core is
100%.
On.
100% laughing.
So, like, cough,
okay.
Laugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Poke your core.
Yes.
Poke your ribs. Poke
high
underneath
touch.
Your ribs.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
Make sure it's on and then start your movement.
Yes. I always say, like with my clients, it's high touch, right? Because we're very hands-on. I'm like, you have to activate, because then it's going to create the mind-body connection. That's how
right.
you do it. Have to. And I always say, snatch it in. Like you're sucking in, like your ex is walking by, like snatch it in. Pull it into your low back. Like, pull it in. That is your contraction.
I always say zip-up tight pants.
Okay, that's true.
Which just when everything is a little tighter these days.
100%. Yeah.
COVID.
Yes. Yes.
Menopause. I'm like, all
yes.
right. Yes. So I'm always working on zipping the tight pants. That's that's squeezing those hip bones together.
Absolutely.
To get that core to turn on.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yeah. But that, too, is dormant. And that takes a minute, if you have been dormant, to turn on and you get used to that feeling and movement.
Because it comes back quick.
Yes.
It
and
does.
That's where...
It's like, you know, balance, first thing
yes.
to go, but first to come back. So
absolutely.
Those, it starts to really come back, which is
yes.
a tiny bit of intention.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Well, on that note, we will take a short break, and you're listening to North Idaho Radio on a beautiful Friday afternoon.
We've all seen the horrible damage wildfire can do to our forest lands, but what if the forest that's threatened is on your property? Have you taken the proper steps to safeguard your timberland investment against wildfires? If you own 10 or more acres of forest land, you need to have a plan. Idaho Forest Group can send an experienced forester to perform a free, no-obligation assessment of your trees. We can then recommend a long-term management plan that can help protect your trees from wildfire, keep them healthy, and shield your timber investment. And should selective thinning of saleable timber be recommended, it just might result in extra income for your family. It's a fact that weather extremes are becoming more and more frequent, and the threat of wildfires has increased. Protecting your home and valuable forest land requires developing a smart management plan, and that's where Idaho Forest Group can help. To schedule a no-obligation visit by one of our experienced foresters, visit idfg.com.
By now, you've probably heard people around town saying good things about North Idaho Collision Repair Center, but you may not know exactly where they're located. You can find North Idaho Collision Repair Center at 148 David Thompson Drive, which is 1.5 miles north of Bonner's Ferry. Just go to the top of the North Hill and take the next left after the landfill, right next to the Homestead Coffee Shop. You'll find North Idaho Collision Repair Center directly across from Bear Auto. If you haven't stopped in before, you're in for a real treat when you visit their state-of-the-art collision center. From the moment that you drop off your keys to the moment you pick them up, you'll notice their commitment to outstanding customer service. They understand the investment you've made in your vehicle and have dedicated resources for continued education to ensure it's restored to the manufacturer's specifications. If your vehicle needs some body work or you just want to stop by and say hi, come on up and see North Idaho's hidden gem, North Idaho Collision Repair Center, just north of Bonner's Ferry.
Our American spirit is alive and strong. And while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Although we may wear face masks and practice social distancing, there are no restrictions on making travel memories for business or pleasure. Taking care of our Shiloh guests and employees is the very essence of what we do. At Shiloh Inns, we're open and ready to welcome you to a clean, safe home away from home. You'll find extra cleaning and sanitizing protocols in place for the safety of our guests and employees. At Shiloh Inns, we offer many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and even the kids stay free. So book your next stay with confidence at ShilohInns.com or call 1-800-222-2244. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Okay, well, welcome back. Oh gosh, I do love Black Betty, and you know, I'm really thinking about changing my theme song. And let me just quickly give you a little backstory. If you just chiming in to Let Your Color Out Living in beautiful North Idaho, and I'm sitting here with Rachel Siegel, who's giving us some wonderful wisdom on health and wellness. But this morning, I was just having one of those mornings, like I'm just like trapped in my head, you know, and I could not shift it. And so I remember my wonderful, most amazing son, John Hanford. Oops, I shouldn't say his name. Anyway, I just did. He's a good kid. Anyway, he when he would have those moments in high school, I would go out. I'd know he got home, right? And I'd go to the garage. I'm like, where'd he go? And I'd go to the garage and he'd just be playing this song like repeat, repeat, repeat. And there's something healthy about that. And I just 100%. Put this song on and I just started kind of dancing around and just like, of course, no one was around. And I can't believe I'm admitting this on air, but it just shifted my little mindset for a minute.
Totally. So, anything like that to get you. Like, especially when you're cerebral, you know, it's very, yes, you can stay in your head for a while.
Yes. So we were talking about the entrepreneurial brain. Like, there is no lack of ideas or shortages on the planet.
High days, low days. You want to quit. You want to go. You want to live. I don't know. Yeah. Totally.
That is such a great segue, actually, Rachel, who has just an amazing commitment to her health. Thank you. Like, I see her leaving at like 6 a.m. to go to the gym. But true. You have... Tell us about when you got up one of those days, a Black Betty day. We're going to call them Black Betty days.
Yeah, they absolutely happen. Especially nowadays, just navigating through like, okay, how are you going to retool all your practices and make them still be able to make the differences online and still give the clients, you know, your same results, right? Like you've had those, I've totally had those days. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'll just like shut it down for the day and just be like, all right, nothing is going to come out of this today. So we're going to shut it down. Just have a nice, fun day. See you tomorrow, computer, you know?
I just That's go it. To the garden.
It's just checkout. Yeah, you just are like, it's not going to happen. Can't force it.
I go to the garden. I pet my goats.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
That's great.
Just taking a walk. Summer. It was still summer, right? So, absolutely. Yeah. Just getting outside. Like
it's everyone. It's absolutely everyone on this planet.
Absolutely. Nobody is safe from it. Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, I just appreciate you being honest because I think that's kind of that's what's beautiful about this great pause, as I call it, is people are kind of showing up authentic, yeah. And we're having to hold space for everybody's different, especially now with all the energy around elections and so forth.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to, you know, do your best to keep your mind as healthy.
That's right.
As you can.
And try to keep, you know, your focus really on like what you staying in your lane and
stay in your lane.
Try not to get absorbed by all the rest of the negativity that's happening, you know, especially in Washington. It's a little deeper.
With that, how you can stay in your lane. You can look at your diet.
Yes.
And you can look at your fitness.
Absolutely.
And let's talk diet.
That's it.
Rachel.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we have control out of.
It's my favorite.
She's, you know, she is very diligent with her diet. And
it's true.
People out there listening who just are like me and we like our bread and cheese. I call, you know, my wine and cheese. What do you suggest? Like,
I know.
Tell us about it.
I always say, you know, initially, if you're just starting off, is cleaning up in the sense of kind of alleviate any processed foods from your diet, kind of getting rid of, you know, plastic stuff, anything, you know, not made from the earth, right? Just keeping it really clean. Meats and veggies, carbs, potatoes, fruits, you know, just really like simple, just keeping it simple. It's what you have to start with. Cause it can be overwhelming if you really like break it down. Right. Cause again, this isn't a bodybuilding show. We're just trying to give you a really great balanced lifestyle to where you feel good. A, B.
Support your mind.
Exactly.
And you age with
emotions,
grace.
Mindset.
That's
exactly.
What I'm about.
Preservation. And 101. Anti-aging. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Along the way. So that's where I would start, is just like, that's how you clean it up. Just clean up. Just get rid of bad stuff out of the house first. Anything from the ground, keep in house.
And you know, I don't know if I've got this like secret hoarder in me, but I think it's really because my sweet mother, you know.
Girls happen. I know. We
can't like throw things away.
So, true.
It's so weird.
So get through it.
Or box it up, and there are a lot of take it to the food bank. I mean,
absolutely.
not that they
absolutely
want, but there are a lot of people out there that might use some of these things, you know.
Yeah,
and I mean,
absolutely.
it's not like top ramen, but it's like some of the different, all the different sauces and
things,
you know,
heavy things that you don't even think about would be bad, or like
the salad dressings and things that maybe
you
know,
that
you just aren't, you know, that you're like, well, all right, these could have a,
there's some heavy stuff in them. Oh yeah, well, the people say they eat salad, it's 1,000-calorie salad. I'm like,
Instead, throw an egg on it, throw some balsamic. Tell us a good dressing.
Yes.
What's a great dressing that's super healthy that they could just whip up if they...
Yeah, absolutely. So I always say, like, a good rule of thumb is to stay away from cream-based things, right? So anything creamy,
darn
balsamics,
it.
Vinaigrettes.
We have
I know,
to go.
Right?
We have to go now. You're done.
I know. I'm cut. I know. I get it. But here's all... But the things are is... You'd be surprised about just like little tips and like tweaks like that will just overall help. Even when you're dealing with like sauces, like pasta sauces, just keeping it really clean with marinaras, like hard vegetable things, instead of adding in the heavy creams, you know, and the heavy sour creams, things like that. Like guacamole is great. It's just avocado. Hello. Right.
Oh.
Salsa. Hello.
Yeah. Salsa is
by
great.
Itself. Mm-hmm. Right. Heavy flavor. So I think when you can replace those things with heavy flavor, then you just feel like you're getting that same
that kind of satiation.
Yeah.
Yes, that you need.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Cause you want to feel full and you still want to feel like it's good food. Like, I don't eat dirt.
Comfort.
Yeah, exactly. Like nobody. Yes.
You don't eat dirt.
No, I don't like.
Well, that's good. I'm not going for the dirt menu.
I don't like
dirt
I don't
diet.
Like things that taste like dirt. So I'm like, even though we eat healthy and we're good, like it still tastes good. Like I have to, we have to. Yeah, absolutely. So there's things like that can just like, along the way, shrink it up. And I always, you know, say it's like when we get very snacky at night, that's just natural, especially like when you're reaching for like, or you're trying to get chocolate, or you're trying to get your salt fix or things like that. I always say drinking tea at night, like decaf, obviously helps curb that. Some of those cravings, like green tea at night, peppermint tea at night, really good anti-inflammatory, but it just helps replace, you know, from like snackiness. And again, at night, if you're like, I'm so hungry, I can't, you know, always snack on. Protein is always safe. Like
more than fruit at night?
Yes, because that's sugar, right?
Okay.
So it's not bad, but I'm just saying if you're hungry, right? If you're just snacky, fruit's great.
Okay.
Fruits and veggies are great.
At night, okay.
Yes, but if you're like reaching, like you're like, this is not going to take like, I don't want to eat four like cartons of strawberries. Like I just want a few. Go grab some protein and then you'll feel full. Because you just don't want to feel like that before bed either. You know, you want to feel satisfied before bed. Yeah.
Okay. That's a great suggestion. So back to the salad dressing. What would you put on salads?
Oh yeah. Well, I live for a good balsamic.
Okay.
Love it.
And what are the like basic
olive
elements?
Olive oil, a nice balsamic vinaigrette.
Salt and pepper.
Yes. Salt and pepper. And you can season anything because seasoning is still vegetables.
And there are some really good balsamic dressings out there to just have in your fridge.
Literally.
And look for like what I always kind of my rule of thumb for that is like a 5 ingredients or less.
100%.
And then you're getting kind of back to your whole food,
keeping
you know,
it
more
simple.
Your dirt diet. Yeah, there it is. We're going to patent that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
The dirt diet.
Yeah.
But it is. It's just, it's trying to eat more whole foods on your salads. Throw an egg on it if you need the protein.
Yeah, protein. I always say stick with any protein's great. So if you're fish, meat, I mean, chicken, tuna, anything protein, tofu, if you're vegetarian or whatnot, that will fulfill the protein requirement. And I always say, you know, you want to do protein and a carb together is ideal, right? If you eat in carbs by itself, you're not absorbing it the same way, nor are you getting what you need. You always need the protein, especially as we're aging. It's what, you know, that's the muscle. It's what's going to preserve muscle is your protein. You need to support it throughout the thing.
Yeah, not the carbs, right? Which is what we tend to go for.
Because they taste good.
Yep.
Totally.
Yep.
Understood. Mm-hmm. But then again, then it's just like empty calories. You're taking on empty calories that you really don't need. And that's why trackers are really great. This Whoop band we just got, which is really cool. It's been tracking everything for us, calories in, calories out.
What's it called?
A Whoop band.
Oh.
W-H-O-O-P.
Okay.
But things like that, like your Fitness Pals. I know Noom's having a really great program right now, but keeping track of everything is really a huge opener because you literally will think like, hey, kind of good today, but you actually have it written down and you like just killed like 22 calories in popcorn. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like it's just the mind body, the connection that's not there, right? But that helps you just keep
the writing
track.
It down is so major. It's the secret. It's even the secret, you know, and for the mind too. It's all of it. You know,
all
just
of
journal it.
It,
write it down, get it out on paper, and then just get it.
You can't say fake that. It's just
get it out of the body and then just get that energy moving because that stuck energy is where we just can't access our.
It'll bog you down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we can't access, like, I'm going to make a healthier choice right now. It's like, I'm just going to go for the cheese.
Exactly. I've had a day.
Have another glass of wine.
I've had it. Exactly. Yep. Totally. So, yeah. And that definitely helps you keep on track. So, if you also have it in front of you, it also helps too. Like, ooh, that was yesterday. You're never going to go backwards if you're on a set thing. You know, if you feel like you're going to have a day or you have a wedding on this weekend, you know, like we have a wedding, we're going to go for it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Moderation is key always.
And then just getting back on the rails.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. Just next day, there's always another day. It's not a stress and it's never going to put you backwards. It's only if you're consistently eating, you know, cheesecake every day or pizza every, you know what I mean? That's where it'll add up.
Mm-hmm.
One-offs, like, no big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What, you eat a lot of bowls. Tell us about, you know, the bowls of yum. Like what's like a quick little meal if somebody's at home, what should they stock their fridge with?
Yeah. I love it. So I always say like fresh fish, fresh chicken. Like we always deal with fresh just because we also have a celiac in the house. My man, Jake, he's my partner, celiac, right? So everything is very clean, always fresh, organic. So we always live with chicken or salmon, mm-hmm. Chicken sausage here and there. But yeah, adding about 4 to 5 ounces of that, slow, maybe 1/4 cup of rice, do some green veggies. I always say green. Green is the best.
And you keep, she's showing me in like a frying pan then?
Yeah.
And what do you like put, what oil do you start?
Saute it up. Extra virgin olive oil is my favorite.
Okay.
Coconut oil is great, but it also, you know, I find like just EVO tastes a little bit better.
And the coconut could flavor it a bit too.
Yeah, it has just a different taste, right? But it's not bad. If you prefer, great. Yeah, I love a good saute. Saute it all up together. We also do a lot of baked salmon, of course. Makes it really nice. But it's like the easiest. So again, it's just simple ingredients. Think like one name ingredients. Boom. So easy.
So throw some spinach and
broccoli.
And
exactly. Yeah. Your preference of vegetables. I always love broiling vegetables. It gives a little bit of a taste.
If you want a carb, what would you throw with it? Would you do rice or potato? You do potato.
We do sweet potatoes a lot because we love them. But rice is okay. Mm-hmm. Nice brown rice is great. Coconut rice, jasmine rice. We also do like a spaghetti squash, right?
Oh, yeah.
So there's your no-carb-carb-esque,
there you go.
Right?
Got it.
If you want to go real lean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel like you have those pasta cravings or things like that, like vegetable noodles, always the way to go. Zucchini noodles, awesome. Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, we are going to just move to our last break. And then when we come in at the last, we will talk how you can connect with Rachel should you want to, like, she's got a couple interesting programs I'll let her tell you about.
Yeah, sure.
I just want to thank you all for joining Lindy at Let Your Color Out Living and Rachel and North Idaho Radio.
Mark Fox, prolific YouTube star, will be hosting meetings in Sandpoint about the times we live in light of Bible prophecy. In this epic series, you will discover the real news behind the news. Your faith will be inspired as you see that Jesus doesn't guess about the future. He knows the future, and he wants you to be prepared. Join us October 9th at 7 p.m. at the Sandpoint Seventh-day Adventist Church Auditorium at 2235 Pine Street. A complimentary meal will be provided at 6 p.m.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Son Chevrolet serving the greater Sandpoint area. If one thing has been certain about 2020, it's that change is going to happen whether you're prepared or not. As we transition toward fall at Taylor & Sons, this change has been apparent in our operation. Taylor & Sons has done our best to embrace this change, and I would like to share improvements we've made over the last few months. In October of 2019, Taylor & Sons completed a 6,000 square foot expansion of our service department in order to better serve our customers. In July of 2020, Taylor & Sons welcomed Scott Reynolds as our new general sales manager. Scott's been an essential part of the fabric of the local Sandpoint community for over 20 years and brings a lifetime of automotive experience to Taylor & Sons' management team. Finally, this month, Taylor & Sons is introducing our Taylor & Sons Powertrain Advantage. Every new Chevrolet and late model pre-owned vehicle now comes with a 10-year or 150,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exclusions apply, but talk with any of our sales staff for all the details. You can view details on the changes at Taylor & Sons online at tschevy.com. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
The Northwest is full of hard workers, early risers, innovators, and extra milers. You don't back down when hardships come your way. You open your doors and get to work. That's why P1FCU Member Business Services is here to support you. We're proud to be your credit union. You keep life moving and communities united. Stronger together, we are P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, I let it go a little bit longer this time because I just really enjoyed that song today. It was the perfect day for it. Again, that was Black Betty by Ram Jam. And I'm sitting here with Rachel Siegel. And as we go out, I want her to be sure to let us know how to maybe start one or two of her new online programs. Mm-hmm. She's done an amazing job putting all of this together. And a great, sometimes you just need an accountability person, someone that's like checking in, kind of holding you accountable and saying, oh yeah, for dressing, just make sure you do this. Or here's a quick, make sure you have these six items in your fridge. And Rachel does all that. So go ahead and take a few minutes and tell us a little about the two programs you're offering right now.
Oh, yeah.
In addition to personal one-on-one. But
oh, yes, of course. So just recently we did a 10-pound weight loss program for – it's a two-month intensive, right? So this was for people who – three times with me one-on-one, the body – basically, we're going to transform it from start to finish. 7 days a week menu, which is great. It's a high intensive, right? So that's why we say 2 months. And then, of course, adding on the accountability part, which is, you know, been major because it's much different to deliver a plan and be like, hey, how did it go this week or today? Be like, oh, I didn't do it. You know, it's much different than having it like a person actually like speaking to you daily and
right.
checking in right. weekly rather than just being like, yeah, I did my lunges kind of maybe, you know.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You can cheat online. No problem.
Absolutely. Yes. Ooh. Especially when we're not face to face, it's much different, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. it keeps that level there for you. But it also guarantees like we're going to transform. Like this isn't for the faint of heart. Like we're going to get into this. This is a complete mindset overhaul change. Lowering your body fat is the goal while building up your strength throughout the whole time through home workouts, right? So that's one of them, which has been amazing so far. We just launched it a few weeks ago. And I love, which is a really good starting point, the 30-day body reset, which is basically, it's a great starting point from kind of resetting your food, resetting your patterns in food, and giving you kind of a clear setup to build you a long-term successful plan. And really eliminating a lot of the empty stuff and just making it really like fuel oriented. And if you are working out, we'll carry it to that, of course, for your activity level, right? But it's a very good, well-balanced plan. And I love that just for anybody starting off who's kind of like, ooh, where do I go? What do? I read all these fads. Like nothing is ever a fad. I just really deal with things in a holistic way because that makes sense. And that's the real right. weight that comes off. That makes the real differences.
So the 30-day program is really more diet focused.
It is diet focused. It is diet focused. Yes. Okay. And then there's the accountability program as well, which is basically
more
just
2 months.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is everyday accountability. We're going on the weekly check-ins, but it's also not just for workouts. It's for how's your headspace doing? Why did we miss those workouts? Or what made you, you know, fumble from the week, and let's tackle it so we can keep going in a positive direction for the next week, right? Because again, progressing the whole way is just, that's what we need to do. Because you got to figure out how to just maneuver and navigate through it, right? Instead of just like, forget it.
Right.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out. Yeah. So which those are really crazy. Great right now. Yeah.
And it's this time of year as the weather gets, yes. you know, kind of we get
everybody's
darker
inside.
And we're all starting to go
yeah.
in, get a little quiet early. It's
absolutely.
Hard to.
Yeah. Less outside activity, which makes it even more difficult as well as it gets colder, right? And especially rain and yeah, not so fun. So you can find all that information on rachelsiegel.com and always contact me directly.
And I think the other thing too, you know, you can also follow her. You can talk social media
yeah,
because she does
there,
try to,
yes.
you know, do some positive little mantras
yes.
and things that.
Absolutely.
So that would be for those listening. How would they best just follow you? At
yeah. It's Instagram handle is at Rachel Siegel, full name. And that's it.
Okay. And it's not like the Siegel that we have around here.
Nope.
It is S-I-G-L.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Good S-I-G-L. Work.
Yeah. So. Well, Rachel, thank you so much.
No,
I feel
thank
like
you.
I feel like this has just been a great opportunity for us to just talk about how right now the only thing we truly have control over is our health. Not just right now, like always, our health. And but the funny thing is, sometimes you don't feel like you have control.
Absolutely, that's why you're like.
So you need a buddy.
Yeah.
So here's a buddy out there. If you're, here's a buddy, or
yes,
I'm a buddy.
Thank you.
And
yes.
It's an opportunity just to.
So
yeah,
true.
Just we just hope to inspire you to just step into your health a tiny bit.
Yeah.
You know, the show used to, as I mentioned, always used to be your health is your wealth, because I do believe
it is true.
It is your wealth as you age.
Yeah.
And it's the most important
self-preservation,
thing.
Self-preservation, anti-aging. Mm-hmm. Yep. Everything you can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Have a wonderful Friday. And I hope you all enjoy this weekend in fall.